This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. As many of us have spent this week consumed with political and election news, Michigan's COVID totals have been surging again. And this time, the places suffering the most are some of the least well-resourced when it comes to hospital care and health workers. Robin Erb is a reporter for Bridge Magazine. She just published a pretty harrowing profile of one hospital in the UP that's on the front line for COVID patients. Robin, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been reporting on War Memorial Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. Can you tell us a little bit about the hospital for starters?
Sure, absolutely. So I think most people would know, of course, that there are larger and smaller hospitals across Michigan. But, you know, when you go to these hospitals and then you look at the numbers, their numbers of beds, it really is startling. Let's just take a quick comparison. You know, you look at, let's say, one of the largest hospitals in the state, Royal Oak, Beaumont. They have 1,100 beds. So keep that number in mind, 1,100 beds. War Memorial has 82. And they're one of the largest hospitals in the Upper Peninsula. They have 82 beds. Most of the hospitals in the Upper Peninsula have a few dozen beds. They're critical access hospitals, which means they're even smaller than War Memorial.
What's the spread of the communities that War Memorial serves?
So War Memorial mostly pulls from Chippewa County. And those are going to be the folks that live on the islands outside of the Sioux. It's going to be the folks inside the Sault Ste. Marie. But it's also going to be the folks that live, 4,000 inmates that live in three prisons right around that area too. So they don't have a big surge capacity. If folks start getting very seriously ill from COVID, they could be overwhelmed pretty quickly. The hospital could.
Well, how prepared is War Memorial for the possibility of a UP surge in Chippewa County?
Well, on paper, they look pretty good. Right now, if you look at their numbers of like personal protective equipment, you know, they have several weeks of supply. But then when you start thinking about the small number of staff that they have, they don't have a lot of wiggle room.
Robin, what can you tell us about why the rise in cases in the UP is happening?
Gosh, that's the $64,000 question, isn't it? I think it's a lot of what's happening elsewhere. There's just a lot of community spread. We're weary. We're tired of masks. There's still a lot of doubt about the data. There's just a lot of community spread. And especially in the UP, you know, I was told when I was there that because it took so long for COVID to really hit the UP in ways that it did Southeast Michigan, this disbelief in it really grew. Folks there were hearing about what was happening elsewhere, but when it didn't hit their own communities, there was kind of this disbelief in what was really happening. It just didn't feel real to them.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what state Chippewa County is in right now. And tell us what would tip that system into a place of overwhelm.
Well, Chippewa County is the very eastern part of the UP. And most of the cases really have been spreading from the west, from the Wisconsin border. So Chippewa County is one of the last of the counties to really get hit by COVID. But their cases are on the increase right now. Chippewa County in the very east, and then the four counties right west of that have seen double, triple, and even quadruple numbers in recent weeks.
I mean, even before COVID happened, access to health care was an issue. What kind of strain does it pose for War Memorial if the number of COVID cases that they see suddenly triples?
Well, again, I think the biggest problem is staff, or one of the biggest problems is staff. You don't have a big pool of medical professionals to pull from there if your staff suddenly start getting sick or they have to be quarantined because they may have been infected. You lose a few nurses to quarantine, let's say, or to sickness at a large hospital, you can absorb that. But in a smaller hospital, you lose 5 or 10 people. That makes a big difference. That overwhelms your remaining staff too, because suddenly they're having to pick up extra hours. The other thing to keep in mind is, you know, these hospitals aren't there just for COVID patients. They're taking care of stroke victims and heart attack victims and people who have just been in vehicle accidents. So if they start having to put more resources to, let's say, flu or COVID, those other resources at the time they can spend on other patients, that diminishes.
Can you tell us more about the staff and just sort of how they're talking about this and how they're coping? I know from your article that some of them actually live in Canada.
Right. So remember the Sioux. I mean, you stand there in the Sioux, you can see Canada. It's right across the river. And that's where they would pull a lot of their staff. But because of the rules right now about essential workers going across the border, and more than that, you know, hospital policies that, you know, they don't want workers going from hospital to hospital to hospital, these workers have had to decide which side of the border they're going to work. And in the Sioux, a lot of the workers that they had before would come over from Canada, and they're not crossing that bridge right now. They can't.
I mean, is it at all possible for War Memorial to recruit from other places in the UP or maybe somewhere on the Mitten?
Well, but if you recruit from those other areas, how much do those areas suffer?
Yeah. Everybody needs health workers right now.
Right. And let's be honest, you know, it's interesting. The CEO did tell me that they have found that some medical professionals have actually been attracted to War Memorial in recent months, trying to get away from the hot spots. On the other hand, it's Northern Michigan in the dead of winter. It may not be easy to recruit right now.
Sure. Robin, what do you see as the main challenge of controlling additional outbreaks in remote areas like this? As you mentioned, War Memorial and Chippewa County have been somewhat insulated from what's going on in Western Michigan. And at the same time, they've been able to keep themselves free of what's happening down south. How are public health officials trying to prevent War Memorial from experiencing the worst?
Well, the great news is if you're in a rural area, it's certainly easier to social distance and still get out and have those wide open spaces. And that's fantastic. The challenge, though, is going to be the same as it is everywhere else. Keeping people, you know, on task to do those small things to prevent the spread. Those easy small things like wearing masks, washing hands, and for goodness sake, staying home when you're sick. I think that's going to be the biggest challenge there and anywhere else.
In the course of your reporting, you were talking to business owners and residents in Northern Michigan. What kinds of things were people telling you about how they're feeling about COVID?
Oh, gosh, that it covered the whole range. I talked to folks who said they're really, really worried. They're worried that COVID is coming in. They're worried about the resources. They're worried just personally and for their families. And then I talked to people who said they don't believe it at all. They just think it is a hoax. So I think just like everywhere else, it really does run the gamut.
Jeez. You mentioned that War Memorial is in pretty good shape in terms of PPE. What about equipment like ventilators or other things it might need this winter?
Again, the problem is going to be if they have that surge. So, for example, they said, you know, I was talking to the CEO and he said, we're in great shape right now for gloves. He said, but they had gloves back ordered just in case. And it took 6 months before the pallets arrived this week. So again, they seem to be in good shape right now. Things can change very quickly there and anywhere else.
What is the testing situation in Chippewa County right now? Do you know how widely testing is happening or how much the hospital is able to test patients who may walk in?
Well, I was there. It was great. I watched the people in the lab run these tests. I watched vehicles pull up and drivers pull tests from the test site. So it's a great process. They have it running smoothly and they have plenty of tests. But here's the thing. It takes a really long time to run a test and to do all the things that go along, that support that test, the paperwork and whatever. And the problem now is not so much the supplies there, it's the manpower.
Robin Erb is a reporter with Bridge, Michigan. You can read her story about War Memorial Hospital in Chippewa County online right now. Hey, Robin, thanks for checking in.
Thanks so much for having me.